Life with AI Research Briefing, March 1, 2026. Today we completed 11 research sessions covering mechanical and electrical elevators, environmental systems HVAC, AI and compute infrastructure data centers, construction and logistics phasing, institutional design economics, cross-domain energy versus compute, cross-domain structural versus space allocation, cross-domain water versus plumbing versus HVAC, cross-domain waste versus food versus energy, cross-domain construction versus materials versus workforce, and cross-domain population assumptions audit. Here are the key findings. First, mechanical and electrical elevators. Vertical transport in a 5,000-foot arcology represents the most significant engineering leap required for arcology 1. Current steel rope elevator technology has a practical ceiling of 660 meters, Jetta Tower target, due to rope self-weight. Cone's Ultra Rope carbon fiber extends this to 1,000 meters but still falls short of the 1,524-meter arcology height. The breakthrough technology is TK Elevators Multi, a ropeless, linear motor-driven system with multiple independent cars per shaft that can move vertically and horizontally. Multi eliminates the height limitation entirely. The feasibility assessment. The fundamental technology exists in prototype form, but no building has yet deployed ropeless systems commercially. Arcology 1 would require either a multi-stage sky lobby system with current technology or first-generation commercial deployment of ropeless transport. Next, environmental systems, HVAC. HVAC and atmospheric control for Arcology 1 represents one of the most extreme engineering challenges in the project. Current state-of-the-art successfully addresses buildings up to 600 megatall, but Arcology 1 at 1,524 meters, 5,000 feet, with 10 million occupants requires entirely new approaches. Key challenges include managing stack effect pressures that scale with height squared, thermal loads equivalent to a medium-sized city, 3-5 GW cooling peak, air distribution across 400-plus stories, and maintaining indoor air quality for a population larger than most U.S. cities. While individual technologies exist, district cooling, zone pressurization, CFD-optimized ventilation, their integration at arcology scale is unprecedented. The path forward requires adapting megatall building strategies, learning from district cooling megaprojects, Singapore, Dubai, and potentially drawing insights from spacecraft life support systems. Next, AI and compute infrastructure, data centers. Data center design is undergoing its most radical transformation since the invention of the raised floor, driven by AI workloads that demand 10-100x the power density of traditional compute. The field has matured from air-cooled, single-story warehouse designs to liquid-cooled, multi-story, modular facilities with autonomous AI-driven thermal management. For Arcology 1, the core challenge is not whether data centers can be integrated into a vertical city. Multi-story data centers already exist, but whether they can be distributed across 5,000 vertical feet with fault-tolerant power and cooling at densities that exceed anything currently built, while recovering waste heat for district heating across adjacent zones. Current technology can handle individual components of this problem. The integration at arcology scale remains unproven but feasible with incremental engineering rather than fundamental breakthroughs. Next, construction and logistics, phasing. Construction phasing is the discipline of sequencing, scheduling, and logistically orchestrating the build process for complex structures. For Arcology 1, a 5,000-foot terraced ziggurat housing 10 million people, construction phasing is arguably the single hardest unsolved problem in the entire project. The tallest building ever completed, Burj Khalifa, 2,717 feet, took nearly 6 years. The tallest under construction, Jetta Tower, 3,281 feet, has been in various stages of construction for over 20 years and counting. Arcology 1 is roughly 1.5x taller than Jetta Tower with a footprint roughly 700x larger. No existing scheduling methodology, simulation tool, or construction precedent operates at this scale. Current technology can schedule and simulate megaprojects in the $1 to $10 billion range. Arcology 1 would likely cost $500B-$2T and require 20-50-plus years of continuous construction. The phasing problem is solvable in principle. The tools exist to plan it, but the execution would require inventing new construction logistics paradigms, likely involving massive prefabrication, construction robotics, and AI-driven adaptive scheduling operating in real time across thousands of concurrent work fronts. Next, institutional design, economics. Economic systems designed for an arcology encompasses internal markets, infrastructure financing, labor economics, fiscal sustainability, and resource allocation for a self-contained city of 10 million people. Current urban economics research strongly supports the productivity advantages of density, agglomeration economies, but existing models have never been tested at arcology scale. The fundamental challenge is financing. Constructing a $500 billion plus megastructure requires novel combinations of sovereign wealth, private capital, land value capture, and potentially tokenized internal economies. Feasibility is contingent on achieving construction cost control, historically poor in megaprojects, and demonstrating credible revenue models before substantial investment. Next, cross-domain, energy versus compute. The full report for energy versus compute is available in the research archive. Next, cross-domain, structural versus space allocation. The full report for structural versus space allocation is available in the research archive. Next, cross-domain, water versus plumbing versus HVAC. The full report for water versus plumbing versus HVAC is available in the research archive. Next, cross-domain, waste versus food versus energy. The full report for waste versus food versus energy is available in the research archive. Next, cross-domain, construction versus materials versus workforce. The full report for construction versus materials versus workforce is available in the research archive. Finally, cross-domain, population assumptions audit. The full report for population assumptions audit is available in the research archive. That concludes today's briefing. Across 11 sessions, we identified 0 domain experts and 0 AI systems relevant to the arcology project. This has been a Life with AI research briefing. Full reports are available at lifewhitai.ai.